or whatever. I could do whatever, but I'm a winter guy, so I wear a toque. If you're a summer person and you want to throw discs around, there you go. $95.90, there you go. You can go to fundrive.ckw.ca and pledge online. I think it was... And then, what the hell is... Yeah, well, you know. You never know what they're talking about on the radio. Change a station or something. You talk to some guy talking about, well, you know, Mr. Mumbles, you know, it's going over the corn futures. And I was sort of wondering, well, how the corn futures are. And it was like, well, you know, I don't know. Could be all the soft drinks these days got all this cane sugar in it. I don't think the corn futures for corn syrup is very good. I don't know. How's the ethanol market there? All the electric cars and corn futures. And there's no future in corn futures. I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know. So don't take that as a... Yeah, but then you got future in radio, so you can... Your future has CKW in it. If you know, you go to fundrive.ckw.ca and make that future happen. $35 gets you a friend's card. Check out more at fundrive.ckw.ca. There's your future in it. Because it's not a Philip K. Dick novel. Where is it? Actually, it sort of is when you sort of look across the border at the Mango Mussolini. And, anyways. Alright. I was doing... Oh, yes. Some sort of weird Christmas music. A very cannaverous Christmas for the CDR came to these studios. Here comes Santa Claus.
Thank you. Marx was concerned primarily with conditions leading up to a revolt of the working class. His philosophy claimed that all history showed a continuous warfare between the working class and the capitalist class. Marx divided all modern society mainly into two classes, the proletariat, or the working class, and the bourgeoisie, or the owners of the means of production and employers of the proletariat. Marx viewed the whole of recorded history as a story of class struggle. According to his theory, all members of the bourgeoisie were oppressors, and all members of the proletariat, as slaves of the bourgeoisie, were oppressed. He thought that the middle classes would gradually disappear. According to Marxian philosophy, society would become more sharply divided into exploited masses and the exploiting few. The latter, because they owned the means of production, could dictate the terms and conditions of labor. According to his theories, history is moving toward an inevitable goal, the dictatorship of the proletariat. From this assumption, most of the theories of communism have been developed. The class struggle in Marx's reasoning always produced a higher social order. First came slavery with a slave-owning class. A struggle ensued and feudalism developed. Feudalism gave way to capitalism. History, wrote Marx, was still in the capitalist state, but it could not remain there. It must move on to communism. Communism would be the perfect final society when all property used in production would be held in common. To understand, Marx believed that the capitalists, owners of capital goods, would exact more and more effort from the workers for the sake of profit.
On that day,
thus, the rich would become richer, and the poor,
unarmed,
poorer.
Striking workers in St. Petersburg,
the class struggle, said Marx, was now in progress between the capitalists and the workers.
Petersburg to every
under
major
the leadership
city.
Of the Communist Party, the workers
revolt.
Must be prepared to use
in the
force
Navy.
Or violent
the year
revolution
1905,
to liquidate
Lenin,
all capitalist
the year
elements.
Of struggle.
The mad year,
Marx predicted,
definitely
recurring periods of prosperity
Russia.
And depression.
The strikers were loyal to the Tsar.
Led by all upon the workers to hasten the inevitable downfall of capitalism.
Thousands converged to the famous Communist Manifesto of 1889.
Soviet use of the word socialism is a complete distortion of its true meaning. True socialism is committed to democracy, to civil, political, and economic rights of the people. As used by the Soviets, the word represents a system of repression of individual rights and liberties, a totalitarian system that is the very opposite of socialism. Communists manufacture large-scale crises to keep the world on edge. Thus, the widespread, understandable fear of a nuclear war is exploited and manipulated as a major instrument with which to render the non-communist world wholly ineffectual. The Soviet Union has sabotaged the work of the United Nations from the very beginning. Its chief weapon has been the veto. Soviet delegates have refused to participate in the work of many United Nations agencies. Instead, they have used the United Nations as a sounding board for their propaganda. By attacking the United States, England, and France as imperialist powers, and by sponsoring communist
Communism.
Liberalism means the middle class grew larger, religion instead of smaller. Communism
Marx
curtailed
did not foresee
all
factors
these
such as the role of labor unions.
The communists have proclaimed that communism
for higher
is the
wages,
most highly developed
hours
form of
and
democracy.
Improved working conditions.
The word
he
democracy
did not
is
foresee
a
the enactment
favorite.
Of legislation
democracy
designed to protect
them
the owners
means
of
the domination of the communist state,
the complete
since Marx
supremacy
wrote,
of the party.
Wealth has become widely distributed instead of being concentrated
will come
in the hands
only
of
when
a few
all
individuals.
Non-communist opposition
several
is liquidated.
Many times we find it
the communists are advocates of peace.
To each
in
other
the United
is
one of the golden words in their vocabulary.
Because we have
a
never
they have peace
campaigns, our sins to God
peace prizes, peace
on the
conferences. The communist slogan of peaceful coexistence
no
is to the communist a synonym of world conquest without war.
Sins that would only hurt
when Vice President of the United States Henry A. Wallace
God could bear to hear and to forget.
He thought Russia but those things that have already done.
Later, he wrote, in 1870,
what I
did not see, Marx modified
his position to the
might
see
that peaceful transition from capitalism to socialism.
Forgiveness is the oil of lubricant.
England, the United States,
the
and perhaps practice a variety of kinds
the
of
apostle
later,
Paul in the scriptures said to married couples,
the interpretation
let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil.
Theory.
Furiously in paraphrase, and it reads this way. 40, listen now.
Latvia, Marx and Engels did
never go to sleep with a quarrel in your heart.
Second put into practice
if you do,
by
the devil
a new
is your roommate.
Government, far more powerful
by this
and
method,
far more ruthless.
Don't.
Liberate into the workers. Than the
forsaking is leaving
the
them in your heart, forgetting
Albania,
them, no longer
Bulgaria,
honoring them.
Romania, Hungary,
this is
Poland,
not what he said.
East Germany also has a puppet government. As have the People's Republics of Outer Mongolia, North Korea, and North Vietnam. Communist tactics and techniques were shown in the concentration of Soviet weapons and soldiers in Cuba beginning in 1962. This was done in an attempt by Castro and
studied at the universities of Berlin and
communism
Bonn
and secured a Doctor of Philosophy degree from the University
in his
of
book,
Jena.
Latin America.
It was not
published
long,
in 1962,
however, before he left academic
Adolf
study
Frank
to become
wonder.
Involved in political activities.
A lifetime together.
Because her
he became always
the
together.
Of a new left-wing paper.
Till death do us part.
He immediately launched their own bitter attacks on
to live with someone
which suppressed using paper
year by year and day by day.
He was
to be that one's consort, the sharer in every strength, in every weakness,
Moscow,
to enjoy every success, bear together every sorrow, suffer every defeat,
to
gaze upon that same face each morning, to look upon that same canvas on the same easel,
though the brushes would move swiftly, to live with your lift of laughter, your cry of despair,
in preparation for a business career.
To experience
your patience,
was
converted
your
to communist
temper,
existing 21 must be
the tenseness of your lips,
trade unions and radical
and then the thoughtness of
while serving as business agent,
to your hands clenched tightly in anger, and then to feel a loving class
and strange
published his first book, Legal, The Condition of the Working.
You came to me not knowing my weaknesses.
An indictment of capital.
I never exposed them to you in courtship's strange parade.
Marx was the truer part of me had not walked out as yet. It stood behind the curtain.
He then went to Brussels, which, like Paris,
but marriage will draw the curtains apart, and then the play will begin. The true act.
Which may be useful. It was in Brussels in
was but the symphonic prelude to the play.
The Communist Manifesto.
You will learn to know me gradually. There is no hiding now.
It was in this pamphlet that Marx described.
You had never seen my temper when it stomped madly on. You had but seen me march circumspectly and engage me, poised for it.
However, the German revolution of 1848 was a failure, and in early 1849, Marx was again expelled from Germany and was forbidden to return. Time and again, he went to London, where Engels soon joined him. Marx had planned to stay a short time in London. As it turned out, he stayed there until his
The new government proclaimed freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
Most
of his political prisoners were released, and restrictions on all social, religious, and racial groups were ended. It promised to call a constitutional assembly whose members would be elected by universal suffrage. The United States was the first country to recognize the new government.
However, through his writing,
at the time of the revolution, Russia was at war. The provisional government tried to be faithful to its obligations to the Allies, including the United States. Completely unrestricted freedoms were established in the country. It was these freedoms which Lenin used with the deliberate purpose of liquidating them and establishing the dictatorship of the Bolshevik Party. Their slogans were peace, land, and bread. These demagogic slogans expressed the desire of the peasants, who were eager to divide the landowner's property, the natural desire of the front soldiers to cease firing, and the sufferings of the urban population because of insufficient food supplies. In July 1917, the Bolsheviks staged a demonstration against the provisional government, but it was dispersed by forces faithful to the young democratic government. Lenin fled to Finland. Trotsky was arrested. The provisional government, however, was not in a position to follow through and to suppress the Bolshevik subversive activity. Lenin, who had returned from exile, took advantage of the weaknesses of the Russian democratic parties and organized the uprisings of November 1917. A democratic election law had already been announced by the provisional government. The result was a smashing victory for the anti-communist parties. On January 18, 1918, the freely elected first democratic constituent parliament of Russia met in Petrograd, now Leningrad. The assembly hardly began its work when armed sailors, on Lenin's orders, dispersed it by force. This was the first spectacular suppression of the freely expressed will of the people. The Tsar and members of his family were executed.
A small group of less than 25,000 revolutionaries had gained control over a nation of 150 million people. They were able to do so because Lenin's strategy had transformed the Bolshevik Party into an instrument of his own will. Thus, in January 18, 1918, Lenin and his associates overthrew the first democratic government in Russian history. It represented the seizure of power by a small minority. In Lenin's view, revolution was not a job for all the people. It was the task of a small, disciplined minority, not held back by any democratic system. A year after the Bolsheviks had changed control of the government, it was obvious that their power was changing in Russia. The Communists, as they were called, were faced with armed revolt. To eliminate all opposition, the system was put to place. A long, vicious civil war
in which millions of Russians were killed. Leon Trotsky organized an effective the nationalization of all industry was
part of the widespread unemployment. They demanded free speech, freedom of the press, and free trade. They shouted, "The Soviets without communism." On March 17, 1941,
met in Budapest, Hungary. They adopted a list of 16 demands, which included the immediate withdrawal of Soviet troops, free elections, freedom of expression, and sweeping changes in the conditions of workers and prisoners.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Yeah, okay.
Anyways,
Jacques Pierre. What the hell?
King today, something.
I don't pronounce it. Something on Vanguard Records. I think Vanguard does a lot of, mostly known for folk and symphonic music. Yeah.
The Jacques Pierre.
Hey, I'm talking on my ass here. Perry Kingsley, Jean-Pierre. That's two. Yeah, Gershon Kingsley and Jacques Perry. There you go. They're amazing record. The In Sound from Way Out, which was, I mean, really made quite a splash back in the 60s. The stereo version. Before that, bunch of dirty communists. Supposedly. Something from a film strip series for So if I remember correctly, he had a very bit of editorial slant to it, I found in the film strip. It wasn't quite trying to simplify, perhaps oversimplify things, but it was the height of the Cold War and all that. So indoctrination is a thing, you know. The famous book Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Talk to you in a bit.
I turned on the radio and I had an experience like none other. I felt the spirit come over me and I was removed of all my pains and agonies. It was the end of all of those annoying songs. It was the beginning of a new world. Yes, I was on 95.9 FM CKUW. It was changing the world. It was opening windows to an unknown world. And I was given visitation rights to a world that wasn't tapped, was not understood, but I would rush to CKUW.ca, and so should you, to donate today, right now. Feel the power of the radio. Understand its anointing, healing power, and
and be gone with you. Feel the faith, healers.
Yeah, do that. $25 gets you a friend's card as a thank you gift. Or, of course, it's a tax receipt of any amount. The more you can give, the better. For all of us. And CKW.ca is where you can go, of course, as Mick mentioned. And fundrive.ckuw.ca, direct link to the donation page here. Campus Community Radio, because let me mention this. We don't get much funding from too many sources. Other than a small amount from each student here as part of the enrollment fees. But enrollment is down, so that's small as well. Another significant part is from the community, from listeners like you. And we're proud to give. So they can help support the community radio, which in turn gives them lots of pleasure and weird emotions of various sorts, or piss them off, I don't know, whatever, through for the other several months of the year. It's pretty good. And you can give radio to all your neighbors and friends, either in sharing in what you in the delightful sounds, or maybe you want to punish to sort of I don't know whatever you do. Maybe it's like, I'm going to inflict ear damage by having CKW on the, I don't know, whatever floats your boat, buddy. There you go. You can do that with a $75 pledge. It's a Fun Drive t-shirt and card there. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca, and perhaps I can phone answer the phone if you call 204-774-6877 and pledge, taking money in terms of cash and some future point. I can mention that, how that can be done, or via a check. Well, there's other methods too, which are familiar. Anyways, it was not. We had Carrie Pinsley. We had, the weird communist film strip. With people of a certain age who understand a film strip, you hear the beeps, which was would advance the frame to the next picture. It's a very quaint thing now, given everything's all fancy slides and videos. We also had in the set there, so way back, we had the Teledrone from another 12-inch 45 EP. I believe it was self-titled or something.
Hey, look. I don't know. It's
Yeah, it's self-titled. Teledrome came out on, a split release, so to speak, put out by P-Trash Records and Mammoth K Recording Company back in the day before that label folded. We also had the Carson Robinson's Madcaps with Nonsense. On a compilation called Country Music Pioneers on Edison. This was recorded either on Edison Wax Cylinder or on the Edison Diamond Disc. This is there. Since we're here, I must go for another one. Also on the Edison label, this is Fiddle and Powers and Family with, spelled for IDA, space RED. Ida Red. Yeah, anyways, you could use your money to get us into the black here at CKW. Again, you can call 204-774-6877. I can walk you through some steps there. Or Just go online, fundrive.ckw.ca, at your perusal. It is the middle of the night. It's probably the best thing to do, you know. And done. Select your program. The Mantle of the Moon is this program, continuing until 6 a.m., or other programs on the schedule. For example, some people have donated already, actually, for Keith Price's show Voyage, Finest Jazz, and Wednesday mornings, 10 o'clock to 1 p.m. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Yeah, on Wednesdays. Keith Black. Should always, and you can always tell him, ask him why he doesn't play more Big Spider Beck. Yeah, need more Bix. Big Spider Beck. Yeah. Anyways.
Mighty Richie lives in town, weighs 340 pounds. She won't do nothing but fall and fight. Down the road, a mile and a half, my little honey looked back and laughed. The creek can't get a letter but once a week. Mighty Reggie's working on a road, working out money for to buy her a Ford. No fool, she can put a saddle on a humpback mule. Bought me a wagon and a made me a sled. I'm gonna see my little Ida red. Make a little gravy. There's nobody here but me and the baby. Going to town with my hat in my hand. Hello, sheriff, I've killed my man. Thank you.
Under my skin, these are the days of our lives. Will Guy Stockwell, owner of global real estate, wealthiest man in Big Town, USA, recover from his tragic colon operation, or will his entire inheritance go to his gay son, Chad? Can a gay man run a successful American corporation and still be a gay man? I care about you so damn much that I'm all mixed up. I've never felt this way about anyone before, not even my wife. Doctor, meet me at the hospital. These are real feelings. Remember that special weekend at the lake? Let's have some coffee. Everyone knows about you. You bitch, you'll never get anything. These are real feelings. Should we tell him? I care about you so damn much that I'm all mixed up. Doctor, meet me at the hospital. These are real feelings. That special weekend at the lake. Let's have some coffee. Everyone knows about you. You'll never get anything. Should we tell him? I care about you so damn much that I'm all mixed up. Like the sands in the days of our... These are the days... Like the sands in the days... These are the bugs in the days of... Like the sands in the... Like the days in the glass of the... Like the sands in the days... Like in the hourglass. These are the days... Like the sand days of the glass in the... Like the sands in the hour, these are the days of like the... I care about you so damn much that I'm all mixed up. I've never felt this way about anyone before, not even my wife.
Yes, from a band called Sarcastic Orgasm, Soap Opera Hallucinations, basically taking TV guide clippings, like little blurbs of the write-ups of the TV listings at the time. This is a rather really old album, like 1980s, I believe, early 80s. And yeah, basically taking clips from soap opera blurbs and remixing them, reordering them, and making a bit of a production of it, essentially. They're a sort of experimental punk outfit. They also had, I believe they did the same thing with was it not Hustler? Was the Penthouse Letters or something? It was like sort of erotica stories about, I believe it had to do with bondage or something. Yeah, and there was I like the guitar beat in that one. That was pretty. But we're not doing that tonight. I mean, I played it over the years enough times. Like a handful, really. But yeah, hey, on that air, we're going to go to Bruce McCulloch. And I do remember David Lynch had passed on not too long ago. This is Bruce McCulloch and Eraserhead. And then I'm going to follow that up with That's America off of this album, The Shame-Based Man.
I walk around the house, drunk. I'm wearing women's slippers. Man, I must be a sight to behold. But I'm not quite sure. I lost my mirror. And the pizza I ordered offers no reflection. I walk around the house. I think about people who have fouled me and therefore should die. But then, I think of all the interesting crafts you can make with toilet paper rolls. Once a year, I get drunk in a darkened house for a week. I get drunk and watch Eraserhead. As I think we all do sometimes, it's my vacation. Once a year, I have a little black and white drunkathon. No phones, not a single luxury. My horoscope has been suspended. Loud, industrial noises. The first 3 days, I just watch. Well, I drink and watch. Eraserhead. The third and fourth day, I usually find myself pacing. Circling the TV, looking at the glow from behind. I'll pause for a pizza. I won't eat it. I just order it to prove I'm still in control. Eraserhead. By the end of the week, I interact with this majestic little film. Not so much words as gesticulations. Kiss the screen. I rub my buttered belly on the screen. As I think we all do sometimes, I roam around the house. The darkened, drunken house. Sometimes, and this is going to be about an hour before dawn, I put a rose up my bum. You know, the business end sticking out, and I sort of improvise a playful dance in my surroundings. La 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 la. If you were there, in my house, you could follow a trail of those rose petals, and they would lead to me, curled up, fetal position, quivering, crying, my teeth chattering, industrial, eraser head type noises coming from inside me. And as you pick me up and wrap me in a blanket, my vacation would be complete. This behavior might disturb me if Eraserhead weren't such a fine little film. Don't you think? Some people look at a flag swaying in the breeze at the White House and say, "That's America." Whenever I see an American flag hung in a window of a basement apartment by guys who have better things to do with their money than buy curtains, I say, that's America to me. In America, there are 51 states. Or maybe it's 80 by now. Does England count? I'm not quite sure. The one thing I am sure of is, if I'm standing in a warehouse beside a time clock and a guy is punching in his best friend who's too hungover to get out of bed, I'm standing in America, the makeover capital of the world. The place where every young man has to answer in his heart the question, what do you love more, your girlfriend or your car? Where that young man can buy a beat-up car for $300, but has to spend $1,000 to insure it. The land where even a paperboy can option the film rights to a book. America. In America, a woman on an assembly line works out her overtime in her head to infinity.
And at the exact same moment, her husband gets into a car crash because he's looking at a girl in a tube top. America. A land where spelling doesn't count. People's pets do. Where else can a guy get a job riding a whale at Marineland? The land where a guy's girlfriend breaks up with him over the phone, so he takes a gun and kills the principal. Everyone's sad until they get the day off. Next week, another guy, another gal, another we can still be friends phone call. Uh-oh. The assistant principal gets killed, and everyone's sad because they don't get the day off, because he was only the assistant principal. America, a land of opportunity. Yes, that great lumbering beast that journeys tirelessly and stops only to eat a clubhouse sandwich and pick its teeth with a matchbook cover and fall asleep with the TV on. America, a place for America.
Thingamajig. I put my coins in, and what did it do? It spun my head around, made things wrong again, made things so plain and so dissatisfying that I could not go on any longer. I needed to find a whirlwind. I needed to find a reason, a right. I needed to succumb to the mighty powers. But then the radio clicked on, and I was born. Born to be a new child of the radio, of the sounds, of the waves, of the vibrations, of the people's sounds, and the people's ideas, and all things that was coming out of that vibrating box. It was changing my life forever. And I know it will change yours too. CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Community radio for all to see, for all to grow, for all to be. Now all we ask from you at this fine time is to go to CKW.ca and click to donate to keep that fabulous, funny farm of ideas going before you put your next coin into the thingamajig. Make sure you know what you're doing. This is Manitoba Moon. Where are you, Mr. Mumbles? Are you there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember, like I mentioned, $35 gets you a friend's card. Yep. Or perhaps a lot of people want a little bang for the buck, so they get $75. You get a Fun Drive t-shirt and a friend's card as a pledge level. Or all the better is the tax receipt. I mean, that's always a thing, and it doesn't, you know. I believe all the money goes to CKW. We don't have to pay for a T-shirt, you know. That way, if you truly, the more you give, the more you get, basically. And yeah, there you go. That's all I'm going to say. We had there a bunch of stuff. We had, going to have a little bit more, Swell Maps from the 1979 album, A Trip to Marineville. Don't throw your ashtrays at me. And two tracks from Bruce McCulloch's Shame-Based Man. We had That's America and Eraserhead. Sarcastic Orgasm before that. And then Country Music Pioneers on Edison. The Fiddling... What are they? Fiddling Powers and Family with Ida Red. We also had in there a long set. We had something called another CDR here. We play the third Paralysis Clouds from an album by the band Siberian Dancehall Incident. We had This City Was Never Ours. There, you heard that. Also, we had the a very